Amy, male, moja žena sa volá Amy.
And we've lived in the Czech Republic 18 years.
A v Čechách už žijeme 18 rokov.
And môžeme mluviť česky, ale myslím si, že na té téma tak lepší pro vás je anglický a překlad. Určitě pro vás. We serve with Josiah Venture.
Služíme Josiah Venture.
And our hearts are here in Central and Eastern Europe.
Naše srdcia sú tu v centrálnej, strednej a východnej Európe.
We moved here because we want to see millions of people come to know Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
Sem presťahovali, aby sme videli milióny ľudí, ako spoznajú Ježiša ako svojho osobného spasiteľa.
And we believe that that can really happen as the young generation hears and knows Jesus personally and transforms their society.
A veríme, že to sa naozaj môže stať, keď mladí ľudia budú počuť správu Ježišovi a budú sa meniť, transformovať ich životy a spoločnosť.
One of the things that we also realize is that if Christ is going to transform society,
a jedna z vecí, ktoré sme si uvedomili, je, že keď má Kristus meniť spoločnosť,
he does it through the testimony of his children.
Tak to robí cez svedectvo svojich detí.
And that testimony shows when we live for him.
A to svedectvo sa ukazuje, keď žijeme pre neho.
Yeah, it could be a testimony if you don't live for him too.
Môže to byť svedectvo aj vtedy, keď nežiješ pre neho.
And not a good one.
Ale nie dobré svedectvo.
And so one of the things that we've seen over the years is that Jesus in our marriage is a great testimony to people that don't know Jesus.
Jedna z vecí, ktoré sme videli, spoznali, je, že Ježiš v našich životoch je dobrým svedectvom pre ľudí, ktorí ho nepoznajú.
And so we've been married 25 years.
A sme spolu už 25 rokov.
In October it'll be 26.
V októbri to bude 26.
You want to talk about our kids?
We have three grown children.
Máme tri veľké deti, tri rastené.
All three of them are in the States either studying or working.
Všetky tri sú v Spojených štátoch, buď pracujú alebo študujú.
So we are experiencing empty nest for the first time.
Takže prvýkrát cítime to prázdne hniezdo.
And it's really fun.
A je to zábavné.
But I think that part of that is because we invested a lot in our marriage even during the years when we were raising our children.
Čiastočne si to užívame aj preto, lebo sme investovali do nášho manželstva ešte skôr, ako deti odišli.
And that's not easy to do.
A to nie je jednoduché.
But when you do it, you have much to look forward to in the years after they leave.
Ale keď to robíme, tak sa máme na čo tešiť potom, keď deti odídu.
And one of the things I wanted to share, I served at KPM a couple of weeks ago.
A jedna vec, čo chcem povedať, je, že som slúžila na KPM.
Yeah, and had the opportunity of meeting with many young people, many women.
Mohla som sa stretnúť predovšetkým s mladými ženami.
And one of the things that struck me the most was how many of them are from very, very broken homes.
A jedna z vecí, ktoré sa ma dotkli, bolo, že mnohé z nich pochádzajú zo rozvrátených rodín.
And that's not unique to Slovakia or Žilina.
A nie je to niečo špecifické pre Slovensko alebo pre Žilinu.
We see that all over the world.
Vidíme to všade na svete.
But like Mal said, marriage is one of the places that gets attacked the most.
Ale tak ako Mal hovoril, manželstvo je jedno z miest, na ktoré sa najviac útočí.
It's at the core of our society.
Pretože to je jadro našej spoločnosti.
And so it's very important that we work hard to invest in our marriages and guard them.
Tak preto je veľmi dôležité, aby sme investovali do nášho manželstva a chránili ho.
Zach shared a little bit that in the last 6 weeks or so you've been talking about marriage.
Zach so mnou zdieľal, že posledných 6 týždňov ste rozprávali o manželstve.
So some of the things that we talk about today might have already been covered.
Takže niektoré z vecí, o ktorých budeme dneska rozprávať, už ste možno o nich počuli.
But I never think it's bad to hear it again.
Ale ja si myslím, že nie je zlé to počuť znovu.
It takes me about 10 times before it actually sinks in to my heart.
before. Aha, mne to yeah. zaberie potrebujem 10 krát to počuť, aby sa mi to dostalo do srdca.
One of the things for Amy and I, as we're talking, if you have a question, if you have a thought or statement, let us know. We're not opposed to that. It's not us standing up here just doing a seminar.
Keď budeme ja a Amy niečo hovoriť a budete mať nejakú otázku, tak nebojte sa ju položiť a nechceme, aby sme hovorili len.
For us we really believe that this is a body of Christ thing.
Naozaj veríme, že toto je téma tela Kristovho.
And so let's act like the body of Christ and we're really trying to spur one another on in love.
Takže správame sa ako telo Kristovo,
we want to encourage each other in love.
Pretože my chceme pozbudiť jeden druhého v láske.
There's two main subjects that we want to cover today.
Dnes sú dve hlavné témy, o ktorých chceme rozprávať.
The first one is, I think, a real foundation for the second one.
Že prvá je takým základom pre tú druhú.
And so the first thing that we're going to work on is around the area of submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Takže jedna z tých vecí, na ktorých chceme teraz pracovať, je poddávanie sa jeden druhému. Ako
prepázať stôl.
Áno.
And we think that's foundational to the next one, and that's more in the zone of sex.
Takže myslíme, že to je takým základom pre tú druhú oblasť, a tá druhá oblasť je oblasť sexu.
It shouldn't surprise me that on a morning that we're going to be teaching about marriage, I would wake up and feel frustrated with my husband.
Je pre mňa prekvapenie, že práve počas rána, keď máme hovoriť o manželstve, ja sa ráno zobudím a som frustrovaná z môjho manžela.
We talked last night. Mám na to očakávať. We talked last night about our plan for this morning.
Akurát včera večer sme sa rozprávali o pláne pre toto ráno.
And I told Mel that if I was going to sleep until this time, then he would have to make breakfast.
A dohodli sme sa, že keď ja prespím určitú dobu, tak on spraví na nieký.
Because I would need the rest of the time to get ready.
Pretože potrebujem zvyšok času na to, aby som sa pripravila.
Well, we had 1 hour.
Mali sme hodinu.
And half an hour later, Mel still hadn't started breakfast.
A polovici toho času ešte Mel nezačal robiť ranejky.
So I started breakfast.
Tak ja som začala robiť ranejky.
And I could hear him doing things and getting ready.
A počula som, ako tam robí nejaké veci, ako sa pripravuje.
And what do you think I felt inside?
A čo si myslíte, že som cítila?
I felt loving and happy with my husband.
Warm thoughts.
Čo som milovaná a šťastná s manželom.
I was so frustrated with him.
Bola som taká frustrovaná.
And I heard his footsteps walking down the hall.
A počula som ho, počula som, ako schádza dole chodbou.
And in my head I was preparing all the things I wanted to say to him about how he had messed up that morning.
A myslím, som si už pripravovala, čo mu poviem, ako to pokazil dnešné ráno.
I don't know, do any of you ever experience this kind of thing, or is it just us? Ste
to niekedy zažili?
You're always content with each other, never frustrated.
Ste spokojní jeden s druhým.
Yeah. I think whenever we're going into an area, often the enemy attacks there, and we shouldn't be surprised by it.
Keď ideme do určitej oblasti, tak nepriateľ to veľmi často na to útočí.
But often I start to see my husband or my spouse as the enemy.
A veľmi často vidím môjho partnera ako nepriateľa.
Instead of seeing the enemy for who he is, and that the two of us are on the same side fighting against him.
Namiesto toho, aby som videl toho skutočného nepriateľa a nás dvoch na tej istej strane.
There's a verse that we want to focus on in the beginning of this morning, and maybe you probably already studied it if you've been studying marriage.
A najprv sa zameriame na jeden verš, ktorý ste už možno študovali alebo ho poznáte, keď sa rozprávame o manželstve.
But it comes from Ephesians 5.
Teda nachádza sa v Efezanov 5. kapitole.
And it actually sets the tone for the whole discussion that Paul has on marriage that follows it.
A tak nastavuje takú atmosféru, v ktorej Pavol rozpráva všetko, čo sa týka manželstva.
But it's in verse
21,
and it says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Navzájom sa podriadujte v bázni pred Kristom.
Boy, there's a lot said in those few words.
V týchto pár slovách je veľmi veľa povedané.
What does it mean to submit?
Čo to znamená podávať sa?
Have you talked about that?
Ste o tom niekedy hovorili?
We often hear about it when we talk about wives submitting to their husbands. What does it mean to submit to one another?
Veľa sme už počuli o tom, ako sa majú ženy podriadovať svojim mužom, ale ako vyzerá, keď sa jeden podriaduje druhému?
What is submit?
Yeah. In the Greek, the word submit is called hupotasso.
V gréčtine to slovo sa vykladá ako hupotasso.
Mm-hmm. And it's a military term.
A je to vojenský termín.
And it means to order yourself under.
A to znamená vyslovene vojensky sa podriadiť.
But when we think about the military, and has anybody here ever served as a soldier, as a man?
Niekto tu slúžil ako vo vojenskej službe.
Okay, so you can correct me if I'm wrong on this.
Takže môžete ma opraviť, ak sa mýlim.
But when you sign up to be a soldier, you surrender a lot of your rights.
Ale ak sa nemýlim, tak keď ste vojak, musíte sa podriadiť v mnohých veciach.
You put yourself under the command of somebody else.
Podriadujete sa príkazom niekoho iného.
They tell you when you can eat, what you can eat.
Hovoria vám, čo môžete jesť, kedy.
What you dress in.
Čo si obliekate.
They tell you the schedule of your day.
Hovoria vám, aký je váš rozvrh toho dňa.
You give up your right to make decisions about all of those things.
A dávate sa svojho práva, aby ste sa podriadili niekomu inému.
But why do you do that?
Ale prečo to robíte?
Why is that important?
Prečo je to dôležité?
So you give up those, right?
Že sa vzdávate svojich práv.
Yeah, because of unity. Yeah, because of unity. Yeah, because the army isn't
functioning. True. Yeah, it wouldn't function. It's, you're thinking of the good of the whole, right?
We don't make decisions unilaterally. We're thinking of the whole group.
Nerobíme jednotlivo tie rozhodnutia, ale myslíme ako skupina.
And we put the good of the whole above our own good.
A kladieme dobro toho celku nad svoje vlastné dobro.
Well, it's that same posture that we have in marriage.
A je to presne tá istá pozícia, ktorú máme v manželstve.
When we submit to each other.
Keď sa poddávame jeden druhému.
It isn't that we're commanding each other that you can't dress or eat or schedule your day the same way.
My neprikazujeme tomu druhému, že musíš nariadiť presne rozvrh podľa mňa, alebo musíš si toto obliecť, alebo tamto jesť.
But there's a posture of the good of the whole of us is more important than me individually.
Ale je tam tá pozícia, že to dobro nás spolu je dôležitejšie ako moje vlastné dobro.
Does that make sense?
Dáva to zmysel?
Do you want to add something to that?
Yes, that's good.
And so we move into this posture of I am no longer living for myself. I'm living for the other person and for us together.
A keď sa dáme do tej pozície, že už nežijem len ja sama pre seba, ale dávam to dobro toho druhého na vyššie miesto.
But that verse goes on to say out of reverence for Christ.
Ale ten verš pokračuje a hovorí, že je to kvôli bázni k Kristovi. Voči Kristu.
Because sometimes it doesn't feel like the other person is necessarily living that way.
No, ale niekedy sa nezdá, že ten protiajšok práve žije týmto spôsobom.
So how do I stay motivated to live for him when I don't feel like he's living for me, like this morning?
Tak ako ja si, ako budem ja motivovaná, keď ja nevidím, že on by sa správal tým istým spôsobom?
Out of reverence for Christ.
Je to pre bázeň v Kristovi.
Out of honor for what he's done for me.
Pretože si uctím to, čo on urobil pre mňa.
Mel and I used to serve in a church in the States.
A Mel a ja sme slúžili v jednej cirkvi v Spojených štátoch.
And there was a family with children in our youth ministry at that church.
A bola tam rodina s deťmi v mládežníckej službe.
And often when the parents would go away, Mel and I, because we didn't have children of our own at that point, would stay with their children and take care of them.
A tí manželia odišli a my sme sa zatiaľ starali o ich deti, lebo sme zatiaľ nemali svoje.
The woman was married to an unbeliever.
A tá žena bola vydatá za neveriaceho muža.
The father would come to church, but he really wasn't following Christ.
ten otec tej rodiny chodil do zboru, ale nebol nasledovník Krista.
And we watched this woman live in a posture of submission to her husband for many years.
A my sme videli túto ženu, ako ona žila v pozícii poddania sa svojmu manželovi, ako by sa podávala Kristovi.
Even though he wasn't giving anything back to her that way.
Aj keď on jej to žiadnym spôsobom nevracal.
And I believe that the only way she could do it was because she was living out of honor for Christ and what he had done for her.
A jediný spôsob, akým ona to mohla dokázať, bolo to preto, lebo ona žila v bázni pred Kristom.
So in marriage, we are to live not for ourselves, but for the other.
Takže v manželstve my nežijeme pre seba, ale pre toho druhého.
Let's look at Philippians 2.
Pozrieme sa do Filipanovej 2. kapitoly.
Philippians chapter 2, you probably know this one as well. Starting in verse 2. And it says, "Make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves."
Can I just read for you?
Sure, sure. I'm starting here.
Takže naplňte moju radosť tým, že budete jednomyselní a budete mať rovnakú lásku, budete jednotní v duchu a v zámere. Nerobte nič zo sebeckej túžby alebo z márnivosti, ale v pokore považujte druhých za vyšších od seba.
Great. And then look at Romans 15.
Pozrieme sa do Rímanov 15.
And we're going to look at verses 1 through 3 there.
Verš 1 až 3.
We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Now, as Anna reads this, think of your spouse as being the one that you're pleasing as she reads.
Takže budem čítať z Rímanom 15:1-3 a keď to budem čítať, tak predstavujte si svojho partnera v tom, čo si čítame. My, silní, sme povinní znášať slabosti slabých a nie páčiť sa sebe samým. Nech sa každý z nás páči blížnemu na jeho dobro a na budovanie. Lebo ani Kristus nehľadal, čo by sa páčilo jemu samému, ale ako je napísané, na mňa padlo hanobenie tých, ktorí hanobia teba.
Okay, this is going to be important as we go on.
Toto bude dôležité, keď budeme pokračovať.
But one of the things I want you to pay attention to is, if we are going to be one in our marriage,
a chcem vás upriamiť na jednu vec, že keď budeme jednotní ako manželia,
we both need to come into marriage committed to serve,
musíme prichádzať do manželstva s tým, že sme odovzdaní službe,
to yield to submit to,
aby sme sa navzájom poddávali,
to deny our own selves,
aby sme zapierali seba sami,
for the whole of us,
kvôli nás ako celku, kvôli nám ako celku.
And when Christ is part of that whole, it works way better.
A keď Kristus je časťou toho celku, tak je to o mnoho lepšie.
I think Amy talked about a very important piece.
Myslím, že Amy rozprávala o veľmi dôležitej časti.
And the first thing going back is we have to understand and realize what Christ has done for us.
A jedna z vecí je, že si musíme uvedomiť pripomenúť, čo Kristus urobil pre nás.
And I think it needs to be more than just head knowledge.
A myslím, že to musí byť niečo viac ako len znalosť, ktorú máme vo svojej hlave.
It has to be something that we understand with our heart.
Ale musí to byť niečo, čomu rozumieme svojim srdcom.
Have you ever had the experience where somebody has served you?
Mali ste niekedy takú skúsenosť, že niekto vám slúžil?
They didn't have to.
Nemusel.
They were kind, they did things out of their way for you.
A boli milí, robili vám dobre kvôli tomu, že chceli.
Nobody made them do it.
Nikto ich nenútil do toho.
When they did it, it seemed a bit unexpected.
A keď to robili, tak to vyzeralo trochu také nečakané.
How did you feel?
Ako ste sa cítili?
Can you think of a time?
Viete si nám niečo také spomenúť?
I thought he was actually trying to steal my secret.
So you were really happy when he was just serving you. Anybody else? Can you think of a time when somebody served you and how you felt?
I remember when I was in the hospital and Paya came over and brought food for my family several times. And I just cried because that someone would love me enough to take care of my family when I couldn't. It was like the biggest thing you could do.
Ja si pamätám na ten čas, keď som bola v nemocnici a Pája viackrát prišla ku mojej rodine a priniesla jedlo. Takže to bolo niečo úžasné.
Mi sa teraz stalo taká zvláštna situácia. V Rusku v metre mi ukradli všetky peniaze, čo som mala. A tamošia žena ruská ma pozvala k ním domov, dala mi polievku. A ja som sa cítila taká ostražiša ako majhla, že čo asi odo mňa chce. Tak cítila som sa v tom nepríjemne v tej situácii. Bola som okradnutá, ale ona mi ponúkla ako takú podporu, ale ja som bola tak vystrašená z toho.
Teraz mali rozbaďovanú celú záhradu a Radov sa ponúkol, že nám ju vyrovná so svojím bariom.
Aha.
To bol dobrý pohľad.
Aha. Yeah, I think when there's something when somebody does something on our behalf and nobody made them do it, there's something special about that.
Keď niekto pre nás niečo urobí, a nemusí to urobiť nikto, ho do toho nemusí, tak je na to niečo špeciálne.
And I think when we understand what Christ did for us the same way.
A myslím, že keď porozumieme, že Ježiš pre nás urobil rovnako.
What he did to serve us. Nobody made him do it. He laid down his life for you and I. There's this amazing gratitude and thankfulness.
Ako on nám slúžil, ako položil svoj život za nás a nikto ho do toho nenútil, tak my pociťujeme veľkú vďačnosť potom, keď si to uvedomíme.
And when I start to think about that, when I start to think about what Christ did for me, what he's done for me,
keď začínam rozmýšľať nad tým, čo Kristus urobil pre mňa.
And I bring that into my marriage.
A prinesiem to do svojho manželstva.
Christ is a part of our marriage.
A Kristus je časťou nášho manželstva.
But all of a sudden, my posture, my attitude toward my spouse is different. The way I serve, the way I think about giving and helping, it's all different.
Tak zrazu moja pozícia a to, ako dávam a slúžim tomu druhému, tak sa to zmení, je to zrazu iné.
It's not based on what I'm supposed to do, what's right to do.
Už to nie je založené na tom, čo by som mal robiť, čo je správne robiť.
It's based on a thankfulness from what's already been done for me.
Ale to založené na tej vďačnosti, čo už pre mňa bolo urobené.
Does that make sense?
Dáva to zmysel.
And there's a really important thing here.
A je to ešte jedna dôležitá vec.
If we understand what Christ has done for us,
porozumieme tomu, čo Kristus urobil pre nás,
and out of gratefulness and thankfulness we do to others, and especially our spouse,
a z tej vďačnosti potom dávame ďalej, hlavne svojmu partnerovi,
there's no excuse.
Tak už to nie je výhovorka.
Our excuses leave.
A naše výhovorky odchádzajú.
Because no matter how terrible Amy is to me,
pretože nezáleží na tom, aká hrozná je Amy voči mne,
most likely I'm not going to lose my life.
Tak najpravdepodobnejšie nestratím, neprídem o svoj život.
Right? And Christ laid down his life for you and I.
No, Kristus dal svoj život za mňa a teba.
He understands it all the way to death.
To rozumie až po smrť.
And so when I look at that and when I understand that, all of a sudden my engagement with Amy becomes a lot different than she's not being kind to me, I'm going to be angry, and now we're in a fight.
Že keď tomu porozumiem, tak zrazu môj vzťah a môj prístup voči Amy sa úplne zmení a už to nie je o tom, že ona nebola voči mne a dobrá, tak budem teraz bojovať s ňou.
When we are one,
keď sme jedno,
both of us are coming into marriage and we're committing to serve, to yield, to deny.
Tak všetci obaja prichádzame do manželstva s tým, aby sme sa podriadovali jeden druhému.
For the whole of us.
A kvôli celku, kvôli nám obom.
And when I say us, it's Amy, Jesus and me.
Aha, a keď poviem kvôli nám ako celku, tak tým myslím mňa, Amy a Krista.
I leave Jesus out of that picture, we're going to have some issues.
Ak vynechám Ježiša z toho obrázku, tak budeme mať problém.
Because Amy and I basically look at each other and that's our mirror.
Pretože ja, Amy, keď sa pozeráme na seba, tak my sme si navzájem takým zrkadlom.
So this morning, when I walk in the kitchen and I can tell she's mad.
Takže dnes ráno, keď som vošiel do kuchyne a videl som, že je nahnevaná.
If Jesus wasn't a part of the picture,
ak by Ježiš nebol súčasťou toho obrázku,
my response is, what are you getting mad for?
Tak moja odpoveď by bola, že prečo si nahnevaná?
And my attitude isn't of thankfulness that she actually is making breakfast.
A môj prístup, môj postoj by nebol postoj vďačnosti, že ona mi vlastne robí raňajky.
I'm responding to the mirror of, she's angry, I'm coming back angry.
Ja by som odpovedal na to zrkadlo toho, že ona je nahnevaná, tak ja tiež budem nahnevaná.
But there's something different when Christ is in the picture.
Ale je tam niečo iné, keď Ježiš je súčasťou toho obrázku.
Everything that we are,
všetko, čím sme,
we're yielding to each other.
Tak poddávame jeden druhému.
That's my gifts, my talents.
To sú moje dary, moje talenty.
My body.
Moje telo.
Time.
Môj čas.
And again, Christ has to be part of all of that.
A znova, Kristus musí byť súčasťou toho celého.
And we get lots of opportunities to practice that.
Oh boy.
A máme veľa príležitosť na to, aby sme si to precvičili.
Maybe more than in any other relationship.
Možno viac ako v ktoromkoľvek inom vzťahu.
It wasn't long ago when Mel and I were preparing this material to teach for a different conference.
A nebolo to dávno, čo sme si s Melom pripravovali materiály pre inú konferenciu.
And Mel had been gone out of town on a trip.
A Mel bol mimo mesta na nejakej ceste.
And so he said he was going to take me on a date now that he was home and we met. And we get to be together and enjoy each other.
A konečne, keď sa vrátil, tak povedal, že ma vezme von a budeme spolu a budeme mať dobrý čas.
Should have been romantic evening.
Mal to byť romantický večer.
I was looking
večer.
Forward to that.
On sa tešil na to.
Áno.
We planned to go to dinner and then we had some shopping to do at IKEA.
Tak sme mali spolu večeru a potom
romantic.
Do IKEA.
That's sacrifice.
So we were in the car driving to the restaurant.
Tak už sme boli v aute, išli sme do tej reštaurácie.
And Mel happened to mention that he was going to have to go on another trip in just another week.
A Mel práve spomenul, že by mali ešte na ďalší výjazd, ďalší týždeň.
Well, all of a sudden, everything in me just shut down.
A vtedy sa vo mne všetko zavrelo.
And I was like, another trip?
Ďalší výjazd?
Again, you're going to be gone?
Tak zase budeš preč.
And instead of it being a romantic evening, it turned into a miserable evening.
A namiesto toho, aby to bolo romantický večer, to bolo hrozný večer.
At dinner, he kept trying to ask questions, and I was very short, and I just looked at my menu, and I didn't want to talk to him.
Keď sme si už objednávali, tak ja som len pozerala do toho svojho menu, on sa snažil nejako som nadviazať kontakt, pýtal sa, ale ja som si to tam čítala.
Actually, we went to IKEA before we went to dinner.
A vlastne sme išli do IKEA ešte skôr, ako sme išli na večeru.
And I walked like 3 steps in front of him the whole way.
A celý čas som chodila 3 kroky pred ním.
And I was like, well, if he can't keep up, that's just too bad.
A som si hovorila, že keď nestíha, je to jeho problém.
And I just didn't want to be with him. I was really upset.
A nechcela som tam vôbec byť a bola som naozaj nahnevaná.
And I don't know what was going through your head.
Crazy woman.
But this argument impacted our whole evening.
A táto hádka ovplyvnila celý náš večer.
And part of it was, in me, I wasn't wanting to practice this idea of submitting to my spouse for the good of the whole of us.
A časťou toho bolo aj to, že som nechcela akoby precvičovať to, že mám sa podriadovať tomu celku kvôli tomu celku ako takému.
I wanted to hold on to my rights.
Ja som sa chcela držať mojich práv.
My right to have my husband home every now and then.
Ja som chcela mať svojho muža doma aspoň z času na čas.
My right to have the plans that I had made work out.
Chcela som, aby vyšli moje plány, ktoré som si spravila.
That only she knew.
To je iba ona poznala.
Yeah. But I think there was this holding on to and an unwillingness to lay myself down and my desires down.
Takže to bolo to, že som sa toho držala a nechcela som sa podriadiť a akoby to položiť seba samu.
And the tighter I held to it, the more I ran it over in my head and came up with very good reasons for why I should hold on to it and why he should lay his plans down.
A čím viac som nad tým rozmýšľala, tým viac som sa toho držala a tým viac som nechcela urobiť taký kompromis.
And I part of it was I wanted to make him feel my disappointment, so I wasn't acting kind to him.
Tak časťou toho bolo, že som aj chcela, aby on cítil, že ja som sklamaná.
And really the bottom line was I was unwilling to die to self.
Ale v podstate išlo o to, že som nebola ochotná zomrieť sama seba.
And there was a point where Mel in our conversation at dinner said, "Listen, we've got to figure this out. We can't not talk about it. Can we at least lay all this out on the table and talk?"
A potom sme prišli do toho bodu na tej večer, kedy sme si povedali, že tak mohli by sme sa spolu zastaviť a porozprávať sa o tom, vyriešiť to.
And part of me didn't want to because I wanted him to feel my pain, so it was, you know, be quiet and make him pay.
A časť mňa to nechcela, pretože som chcela byť ticho a chcela som, aby on za to zaplatil, za tú moju frustráciu.
But what Mel had to do also was be willing to say, okay, let's take these plans and lay them out on the table, and I'm willing to say no. It was when he said this in our conversation. Let me go back. There was a point in our conversation when Mel said, "Listen, Amy, I'm willing to say no to this trip. Can we talk about this?"
A bol tam potom bod, keď Mel povedal, že dobre, tak ja som ochotný tu vyložiť tie moje plány, ja som ochotný ich aj odmietnúť.
He wasn't just saying that. I knew he really meant it.
A nebolo to len o tom, že on to povedal, on to aj naozaj tak myslel.
But both of us had to be willing to lay down our plans and our desires in order to communicate and talk.
A obaja sme museli vyložiť tie svoje plány a tie naše túžby a byť ochotní sa o tom porozprávať.
I'll come back to this in a little bit.
Ešte sa k tomu vrátim.
But each of us is called to sacrifice for the other. It's going to look different.
Každý z nás povolaný k tomu, aby sa navzájom obetoval.
Because man has a different role and woman has a different role.
A pre každého to bude znamenať niečo iné, pretože muž aj žena majú rôzne úlohy.
So me submitting to Mel looks very different from Mel submitting to me.
To znamená, že odo mňa to vyzerá úplne inak, keď sa podriadujem, ako keď Mel sa podriaduje mne.
And man's role is to lead and love.
A úloha muža je viesť a milovať.
And the woman's is to submit and respect.
Úloha ženy je a podriadiť sa a rešpektovať.
Do you know the word paradox?
Poznáte to slovo paradox?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Čo to znamená?
Can you explain it?
Viete ho vysvetliť?
Something that looks strange or the opposite.
Okay, great. That's actually great. Definition. So it's when it goes, you think it's supposed to be going this way, but actually the truth is the other way. So can you think of any examples in the Bible of paradox?
Joshua.
Okay, and what was the paradox with Joshua?
Loving God and killing
milovať Boha a zabíjať všetkých tých ľudí.
Okay. Anything with Christ
or
Paul?
Christ,
Paul?
King
born in a farm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So a king born in a farm.
Yeah. Farmyard. Not only a farm.
Any sayings that come out of the Bible?
Like, teachings of Christ.
What's that?
Teachings
of Christ. Yeah.
Učenia Ježiša, ktoré
if you die, you will live.
Uh-huh. If you lose your life, you'll find it.
Stratíš svoj život, tak ho nájdeš.
First will be last. Forgive your enemies. Love your enemies.
A miluj svojich nepriateľov.
Forgive 70 times 7.
Odpusti 77 krát.
Give in order to receive.
Uh-huh. Give in order to receive.
Daj, aby si získal.
So it's really interesting that in our faith as followers of Christ,
je veľmi zaujímavé, že v našej viere ako nasledovníkov Krista,
that there's lots of paradox. So things that the world says, this is the way you do it, the Bible in Christ says, no, the other is true.
Že tam veľa paradoxov takých, že svet hovorí, že toto je spôsob, akým by ste to mali robiť, ale Biblia Kristus hovorí, že nie, mali by ste robiť iným.
And so the Bible calls each of us in our marriages to a paradox.
Takže Biblia nás volá každého jedného z nás v manželstve do paradoxu.
And the paradox is, do not be selfish.
A ten paradox je, že nebuď sebecký.
Do not think of yourself first.
A nemysli na seba najprv, na seba.
Lay your life down for the other.
A pokladaj svoj život za toho druhého.
Right? So just take a moment and think of your marriage.
Zamysli sa na chvíľu a premýšľaj o svojom manželstve.
Are these paradoxes things that you're living your life by, your marriage by?
Sú tie paradoxy takými, že ich žiješ vo svojom manželstve?
You don't have to answer that. You can just think about it.
Nemusíš odpovedať, len nad tým premýšľam.
I know for me, I don't do a good job living by those paradox.
Čo sa mňa týka, tak ja mám problémy žiť podľa týchto paradoxov.
Many times I find myself thinking selfish thoughts.
A často sa pristihnem pri tom, ako mám sebecké myšlienky.
I start thinking opposite of laying down my life, I start thinking about how do I get to do what I want to do.
Začínam rozmýšľať nie tým, ako položiť svoj život, ale ako získať to, čo chcem.
I think about things that are saying, I have a right.
Začínam rozmýšľať tým, že ja mám na niečo právo.
And all of that is based around, I think, our sinful nature.
Všetko toto je založené, si myslím, na našej hriešnej podstate.
And our sinful nature is based around one clear word.
A naša hriešna podstata je založená na jednom jasnom slove.
Me.
Ja.
Okay? So if I live my life for me,
takže ak ja žijem svoj život pre seba,
how's your marriage gonna work out?
Ako moje manželstvo bude fungovať?
We can see around the world. I mean, there actually, in most countries, is no difference between Christians and unbelievers in divorce rate.
Môžeme to vidieť vo svete. V skutočnosti vo väčšine krajín nie je rozdiel medzi kresťanmi a nekresťanmi, čo sa týka rozvodovosti.
And like in the States, I know in Czech, it's like 60% divorce rate.
V Spojených štátoch, myslím, že aj v Čechách je to okolo 60% rozvodov.
What is it here in Slovakia?
Koľko je to na Slovensku?
50.
50 to 60. It's better.
Je to lepšie,
60%. And to me what that says is that there's a lot of people that aren't, they're thinking about me. They're not thinking about their spouse.
A čo to hovorí mne je, že je veľa ľudí, ktorí nemyslia v prvom rade na toho partnera, ale myslia na seba.
How do we know when we're being self-centered? Like, what are some flags?
Ako spoznáme, že sme zameraní na seba? Čo sú nejaké také znaky toho?
Like, for you, what are some flags that you go, oh, that I'm only thinking about myself.
Pre teba, aké sú znaky pre teba, keď si uvedomíš, že aha, rozmýšľam iba nad sebou.
Okay. Some others.
Možno myšlenky, keď rozmýšľam, keď reagujem a rozmýšľam proste zle.
For sure.
Keď ma napomene tínejdžer za môj správny. Keď nemám chuť v tej chvíli baviť o probléme.
Aha.
A lot of times I, as a woman, seek control because it makes me feel more secure. So I try to control things.
Často krát ja ako žena si beriem kontrolu nad tou situáciou a potom mám pocit také moci.
I think for me one of the things that starts happening is I start getting irritable or angry easily.
Myslím, že ja môjim takým znakom je, že sa ľahko nahnevám alebo ľahko som taký iritovaný.
Or my speech, the way I talk, isn't kind and gentle.
Alebo spôsob, akým rozprávam, tak nie je taký jemný a milý.
I use words that I know are going to hurt my wife.
Používam slova, ktoré viem, že zrania moju ženu.
Do you want to share any more of that list? You want me to go through it all?
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, no, I can share.
Do my glasses.
I know for me, the other thing is I become blind to my own selfishness and I can only see it in him and I become really sensitive to it in him.
A jedna z vecí, ktorú robím ja, je, že som slepá voči mojej sebeckosti, ale zase veľmi dobre viem zvýrazniť tú jeho sebeckosť.
So she's very good at pointing out me being selfish.
Takže veľmi dobrá v tom poukazovať na to, že ja som selfish.
And it's really easy to forget all the times that I was selfish.
A je to veľmi ľahké zabudnúť na to, koľkokrát som bola ja sebecká.
I think some of the other flags about knowing if we're being self-centered is that we hold on to past hurts or things in the past that I'm not going to let go because I'm going to use it sometime against the other person.
Myslím, že ďalším takým znakom, že sme zameraní na seba, je, že sa držíme takých starých zranení, ktoré si nesieme a spoliehame sa na to, že niekedy v budúcnosti toto ti pripomeniem a využijem proti tebe.
Or somehow we're waiting or expecting them to pay us back for the wrong that they committed against us, and they can never pay us back. They just never can pay us back in the present for what happened in the past.
A niekedy očakávam, že akoby zaplatia za to, čo sa stalo v minulosti, a pritom to nie je možné, lebo už to je dávno v minulosti.
And this is a really important piece. I can't remember if we had that further in here. Let's forget this. this gets us to a place where forgiveness is really important.
A toto nás dostáva na miesto, kde odpustenie je naozaj dôležité.
I know for many years, Amy and I, we would say sorry to each other. We'd get in a fight, we'd say, I'm sorry.
Takže veľa rokov, keď sme mali nejaké hádky, tak sme si potom povedali, že prepáč.
And I think we said it with the right attitude.
A myslím, že sme to povedali so správnym postojom.
But if we fought again, sometimes those things would creep back up into our fights and be used against us.
Ale keď sme neskôr zase boli v nejakej hádke, tak tieto veci z minulosti sa objavovali v tejto hádke.
For example, on the drive here this morning,
napríklad keď sme sa myšli o tom,
I prayed, we always start off our trip, and I prayed for our time with you, I prayed for our time in the car.
Tak vždy sa modlíme sa za náš čas tu a za náš čas trávený v aute.
And I even prayed and asked God to forgive me for my wrong attitude.
A som sa aj modlila, aby mi Boh odpustil môj zlý postoj dnešné ráno.
Nahlas, out loud.
Nahlas.
Mm-hmm. But As soon as I prayed that, I knew God was saying, but you haven't asked Mel to forgive you.
Ale hneď ako som to povedala, tak mi pán pripomenul, že ale nepovedal, nepoprosila si Mela o odpustenie.
And I didn't want to.
A ja som tak nechcela.
Because I had to humble myself and there was pride in me that didn't want to acknowledge I failed again.
Lebo by som sa musela pokoriť a bola vo mne taká pýcha a nechcela som priznať, že som zase zlyhala.
But there was something, as soon as I asked him to forgive me, and I said it quietly.
Ale ako náhle som ho požiadala o odpustenie a povedala som to veľmi ticho.
Something was released between us.
Tak niečo sa uvoľnilo.
There had been tension. Even though we were talking and we weren't fighting, it was in the past, but there was something that was set free between us after I asked forgiveness.
Bolo tam také napätie, ale sa to uvoľnilo, ako náhle som ho poprosila o odpustenie.
And it's always the hardest thing to do.
A to je vždy to najťažšie.
Like, I battle it often. Like, I don't want to lay down my pride.
Ja s tým veľmi často bojujem, že nechcem zložiť tú moju pýchu.
And I think, there's a real difference between saying I'm sorry and asking your partner for forgiveness.
Myslím, že veľký rozdiel medzi tým povedať prepáč a žiadaním svojho partnera o odpustenie.
Like Amy said, when you ask for forgiveness, you are humbling yourself.
Ako Amy povedala, keď žiadaš o odpustenie, tak sa musíš ponížiť.
And you're saying, I'm never going to hold this against you in any way.
A musíš povedať, že ja už nikdy toto nepoužijem proti tebe. Žiadnym spôsobom.
Right? Mm-hmm. So will you forgive me? Yes, I'm never going to hold that against you in any way. And you have to humble yourself to the other person.
A musíš sa ponížiť pred tým druhým človekom.
But once again, this is where Christ is so important in the mix of the whole of us.
Ale znovu si musíme uvedomiť, že to je veľmi dôležité, aby bol Ježiš v tom centre toho nášho celku.
Because when I say I'm not going to hold this against you,
pretože keď ja hovorím, že nebudem to držať voči tebe,
I'm acknowledging that really already I have everything I need in Christ.
Tak tým hovorím, že ja mám všetko, čo potrebujem v Kristu.
Even forgiveness for my sins.
Aj odpustenie pre moje hriechy.
And I'm not going to hold Mel responsible for things I can look to Christ to me.
A nebudem jeho držať na zodpovednosť pre, aj kvôli tomu, čo Ježiš urobil pre mňa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the roles that Amy and I were talking about beforehand, the man's role, leading and loving,
vedenia a teda,
because my question is,
aby, milovať.
Yeah. How does Mel lead me and submit to me? That feels like a paradox.
A jeden paradox je, že ako ma aj sa ako aj ma vedie, aj sa mi podriadie.
As men, you know, in Ephesians it talks about that as Christ is the head of the church, you know, we're to be the head of the home, to love our wives, and then it goes on to say that wives are supposed to submit to their husbands.
Ako Efežanom sa píše, že ako Kristus je hlavou cirkvi, tak my máme, ako mužovia mali byť hlavou svojich domácností a svoje ženy, a ženy sa majú podriadiť svojim mužom.
And I've grown up with people who take that as a very, very, I think they take it in a really wrong way.
Ja som vyrastal medzi ľuďmi, ktorí si myslím, že tieto verše si vykladali veľmi zle.
Where they're taking it is that the man is the boss of the woman.
Oni si to vykladali tak, že muž je šéfom svojej ženy.
And the woman's supposed to do whatever the boss says.
A žena má robiť všetko, čo šéf povie.
And I don't think that's what Christ is talking about here at all.
Ale nemyslím si, že o tomto Kristus alebo Pavol hovorí.
And for us men, as we lead and love our wives,
ale my muži, ako vedieme a milujeme svoje ženy,
it's we're submitting to the role of being a servant leader.
A my sa poddávame do role, že máme byť vedúci služobník.
And our role is compared to the role that Christ has with the church.
A naša úloha je porovnaná s tou úlohou, ktorú Kristus mal zo cirkvou.
And what is he saying there? It says that Christ gave up his life.
A čo sa tam píše? Tam sa píše, že Kristus nám dal svoj život.
Laid down his life, I think, is what it actually says. Laid down.
Tam píše, že on položil svoj život.
And that's the comparison.
A to je to porovnanie.
So how do I, as a man, lead and love my wife and lay down my life for her. What does that accomplish?
Že ako ja mám ako muž viesť a milovať svoju ženu a pritom položiť svoj život za ňu. Ako ja to môžem dosiahnuť?
If we take a look at the example of Christ,
takže keď sa pozrieme na príklad Krista,
when he in John 13 he was with his disciples in the upper room.
Keď v 13. kapitole Jána on bol so svojimi učeníkmi v tej hornej miestnosti.
And there's this real beautiful scene of Jesus wrapping a towel around his waist.
Bola tam krásna scéna, ako si Ježiš viazal ručník okolo svojho pása.
He gets a bowl of clean water.
A on mal tú misku a čistej vody.
And a rag.
A uterák.
And he begins to wash his disciples' feet.
A on začal umývať nohy svojich učeníkov.
Some of them are okay with it.
Niektorí s tým boli okay.
Peter's like, never, you can't wash my feet.
Peter bol taký, že nie, ty nikdy nemôžeš umývať moje nohy.
What does Jesus say, if I don't do this, then you can't? He goes, then wash all of me.
A Ježiš povedal, že ak ti neumiem nohy, tak potom nemôžeš byť súčasťou. A on potom povedal, že okay, tak umý ma celého.
But to me, the most precious part of seeing the example of Christ is it says that he washed all his disciples' feet.
Ale to najdôležitejšie pre mňa z tejto scény bolo, že on umýl nohy všetkým svojim učeníkom.
He even washed Judas's feet.
On dokonca umýl nohy aj Judáša.
He knew what was going to happen.
On vedel, čo sa udeje.
He knew how he was going to be betrayed.
On vedel, ako bude zradený.
And he still, he didn't sit there and scrub it or splash water on going. He out of love washed his feet knowing what was going to happen.
A napriek tomu on umiel nohy Judáša bez nejakého hnevu alebo bez toho, aby tam špliechal vodu.
And to me that's actually one of the examples that I think of often as the man leading and loving and submitting to my wife.
A toto je presne ten príklad, nad ktorým často rozmýšľam, ako muž má viesť milovať svoju ženu. A tento príklad, ako Ježiš umýval nohy Judáša.
There's been times where I've thought, if I would know of a time that's coming that Amy was going to
criticize, be angry, whatever.
Yeah, betray me in some way.
Boli také časy, keď som si pomyslel, že keby som vedel, že Amy ma nejakým spôsobom zradí.
Could my attitude be pure in loving her, knowing that that was coming?
Bol by môj postoj čistý a milujúci napriek tomu, že by som vedel, že príde ten čas, keď ma zradí.
I don't know.
Neviem.
But what I do know is that because Christ has given us the Holy Spirit,
ale to, čo viem, je, že kvôli tomu, že Ježiš nám dal Ducha Svätého,
there's a spiritual empowerment that happens for us men.
Je duchovné zmocnenie, ktoré bolo urobené pre nás mužov,
that lets us set aside me,
a ktoré znamená, že ja dám sám seba na bok,
and lets us lay down our lives for our wives.
A položím svoj život za svoju ženu.
Wives, let me ask you a question.
Ženy, rád by som vám položil otázku.
If you felt that your husband was laying down his life for you on a regular basis, would your marriage be different?
Keby ste vedeli, že váš muž bude pokladať alebo pokladá svoj život za vás veľmi akože pravidelne, tak bolo by vaše manželstvo iné?
Let me ask it a different way. If that was happening in your marriage or is happening, how does that make you feel? What do you want to do in response to that?
Ešte inak by som chcel položiť tú otázku, takže ak sa vám to deje vo vašom manželstve, tak čo by ste, ako by ste na to chceli reagovať, ako na to reagujete?
It's hard.
To je ťažké.
Je to ľahké sa nechať viesť.
I can give you an example of when that happened in our marriage.
Môžem vám dať príklad toho, ako to bolo, keď sa to stalo u nás, v našom manželstve?
It was several years ago, Mal felt very clearly that God was telling him we needed to move from one city to another.
Pred niekoľkými rokmi Mal cítil, že Pán nás vedie, aby sme sa presťahovali z jedného mesta do druhého.
But I had a list of 20 reasons why that wasn't a good idea.
Ale ja som mal zoznam aspoň 20 vecí, prečo to nebol dobrý nápad.
Our children, our lives where we'd spent 15 years, like I didn't want to leave that.
Nechcel som opustiť náš život, tých 15 rokov, aj naše deti mali svoje záväzky.
And so every time the conversation came up, when Mal talked about it, like, and I think in the beginning, he talked about it almost like it was a mandate.
A keď o tom Mal začal hovoriť, tak to bolo niečo, ako čo bolo ako príkaz, že to tak musí byť.
Because he needed for me to know how strongly he felt God was asking this of us.
Pretože on chcel, aby som ja porozumela, ako veľmi silno to on vnímal od Pána, že Pán nás takto vedie.
And you know what? It was probably true.
A je možno, že to bolo aj pravda.
God was making it very clear in him.
A Boh mu to dal veľmi zreteľne najavo.
But he, at one point, when it shut me down every time we talked about it,
a vždy ma tak zastavil, keď sme sa o tom rozprávali,
because I felt like he didn't understand me and he wasn't hearing me.
Lebo som mala pocit, že mi nerozumie, že ma nepočúva.
Every time we would talk about it, we would end up in a fight.
Vždy, keď sme o tom rozprávali, tak sme skončili hádkou.
Every single time.
Každý krát.
And there was one point where Mel did it a different way.
A jeden krát to bol tak, že Mel to bolo iným spôsobom.
And I honestly felt like he washed my feet in the way he led the conversation.
A myslím, naozaj som mala taký pocit, ako keby umyl moje nohy v rámci tej konverzácie.
And he said, Amy, I can see that this is really, really painful for you.
Povedal, Amy, myslím si a vidím, že toto je pre teba veľmi bolestivé.
I want to understand why.
Chcem rozumieť tomu prečo.
Will you explain it to me?
Môžeš mi to vysvetliť?
I want you to know that this decision has not been made yet.
Chcem, aby si vedela, že toto rozhodnutie ešte nebolo dokončené, urobené.
This is a decision I want us to make together.
Chcem, aby sme toto rozhodnutie urobili spolu.
And he opened up the space.
A tak otvoril ten priestor.
And he let me lay out all of my reasons very clearly. And he just listened. He didn't tell me why I shouldn't feel that way.
A otvoril taký priestor, aby som ja vyložila všetky tie svoje dôvody.
And he didn't say that we're going to make a decision right now.
A nepovedal, že urobíme práve teraz to rozhodnutie.
He said, I just want to understand.
Ja len chcem rozumieť.
And that whole evening, he just let me talk.
A počas toho celého večera on ma nechal rozprávať.
He didn't come at me with reasons for why his way was right.
A neprichádzal s dôvodmi, prečo to jeho rozhodnutie bolo správne.
And he was true to his promise. We didn't have a discussion about making a decision right then.
A dodržal svoje slovo, že sme nerobili to rozhodnutie práve v tej chvíli.
But there was something in my heart that changed that night.
A niečo v mojom srdci sa veľmi zmenilo.
And I could feel it.
A ja som to aj cítila v ten večer.
Because I felt like Mel really cared about how I felt.
Pretože som cítila, že Mel naozaj sa staral o to, ako som sa ja cítila.
He wasn't listening to me to give me a reason for why I shouldn't feel that way. He was listening to me to understand and to know.
Takže nepočúval ma len preto, aby mi dal dôvody, prečo sa inak rozhodovala, ale len chcela rozumieť tomu, ako sa ja cítim.
And a week later, when we came back to that discussion, I was able to talk about it much more openly because I felt so loved by him.
A keď sme sa k tomu zase vrátili, tak som sa cítila oveľa slobodnejšie sa o tom rozprávať, lebo som sa cítila byť milovaná.
So he was leading me, but in a way that laid himself down for me.
Takže on ma viedol, ale bolo to aj spôsobom, že on sa akoby tak podriadil, alebo sa položil predo mnou.
I wish I could say that happens all the time.
Ja by som povedal, že to sa deje vždy takto.
But it doesn't. So that was a good day.
To bol dobrý deň.
I know for myself, when you stood at the altar when you got married and you said your vows,
keď ste stáli pred oltárom a keď ste povedali svoje sľuby.
Unless you made up your own and it was, yeah. Most of the time there's something in the vows that says no matter what circumstance, no matter health, rich, poor, whatever.
Že väčšinou času, väčšinou je v tom sľube niečo také, že nech sa deje čokoľvek, nech príde choroba alebo čokoľvek.
It doesn't say I'm going to be a roommate with you for the rest of my life.
Tak to neznamená, že teraz budem tvoj spolubývajúci pre zvyšok života.
The idea is that through all of that I'll be there. I'll lay down my life for you.
Ale znamená to, že cez toto všetko ja budem s tebou a ja položím svoj život za teba.
And through our marriage there's times when we fight taking our rights back and laying our rights down and sacrificing for our wives.
A počas nášho manželstva sme mali časy, kedy sme si brali svoje práva ku sebe a časy, kedy sme pokladali svoj život.
The love will always cost.
A láska ťa bude vždy stáť niečo.
If you want to have a great relationship with your wife, it's going to cost.
Ak chceš mať skvelý vzťah so svojou ženou, tak bude ťa to stáť.
It's something that you have to say, it's worth it.
Je to niečo, o čom si musíš povedať, že stojí to za to.
The great thing in this room, all of you are married.
A skvelá vec v tejto miestnosti je, že vy všetci ste vo vzťahu, ste ženatí, vydaté.
I'm telling you,
vydatí.
It's worth it.
Je to, stojí to za to.
Yeah. And so even for you not having a believing husband,
že dokonca aj pre teba, že nemáš veriaceho muža,
it's worth it.
Stojí to za to.
God wants to make this something that shows his love for us. It's an example of his love for us.
Boh chcel stvoriť alebo urobiť niečo, čo, kde by mohol ukázať svoju lásku voči nám.
Okay, we're going to wrap this part up in just a second, but I want to tell you a little bit about what the woman's role looks like.
O chvíľočku túto časť tak zabalíme, ale ešte vám poviem, ako vyzerá ženská úloha.
Because we said they look different in the way we submit to each other.
Pretože sme si povedali, že je to rozdiel, ako sa muž podriadí ako žena.
And a woman is supposed to be a helpmate.
A žena by mala byť taká pomocníčka.
In Genesis 2, when God says, I will create a suitable helper for you.
Genesis 2, keď Boh hovorí, že spravím ti pomoc tebe rovnou.
In my English translation it says, a helper.
V mojom anglickom preklade to hovorí, že pomocníka.
But that's really a weak translation.
Ale je to taký nie celkom úplný preklad.
Because the Hebrew word that's used is ezer.
Pretože hebrejské slovo ezer.
And ezer is a word that God even uses when he speaks about himself.
Boh používa, aj keď hovorí sám o sebe.
It also can be used as a military term.
Tiež to môže byť použiť.
And it talks about reinforcements without which a battle would be lost.
To znamená, že
so like if these people didn't come to help, the battle would be lost.
To znamená, že toto sú nenahraditeľní ľudia v boji, keby alebo posila, keby táto posila neprišla, tak boj by bol prehraný.
And an ezer is somebody who makes up what is lacking in the other.
To znamená, že ten pomocník znamená, že doplňa to, čo tomu prvému chýba.
So I make up what is lacking in Mel with my strength.
Takže ja doplňam to, čo Melovi chýba v jeho sile.
It's in an opposite way from him.
A je to opačným spôsobom aj z jeho strany.
There was a time in our ministry early on when we were leading camps for all of the Czech Republic.
V minulosti sme viedli tábory, anglické tábory v Čechách.
And people would send emails to us and they wouldn't get a response from Mel.
Ľudia nám posielali maily, ale they wouldn't.
Would not.
Ale nedostávali odpoveď od Mela.
That's not Mel's strong point.
Toto nie je Mel's silná stránka, teda nebola.
And it was mine.
Ale moja to bola.
And I would just get really frustrated that he wouldn't respond to these people.
A ja som z toho bola taká znechutená, že on neodpovedal týmto ľuďom.
And in the evening I said, did you write this person?
A som sa večer pýtala, napísal si tej
osobe? Did you answer this question?
Odpovedal si na túto otázku?
And in my head I was just getting more frustrated with him.
A v hlave som tak bola viac a viac tak frustrovaná.
And there was a light bulb moment for me.
A pre mňa bol taký moment záblesku.
When I was studying for a Bible study.
Keď som študovala moju biblickú hodinu.
When I realized, you know what? I'm good at that kind of thing.
A som si tak hovorila, že ja som mala v tomto dobrá.
And instead of constantly highlighting where my husband isn't good,
a namiesto toho, aby som stále tak zvýrazňovala, kde jemu niečo chýba,
God's called me to come alongside him and make up what is lacking in him with my strength.
tak Boh ma tak viedol, aby som ja k nemu prišla a ho podporila mojou silnou stránkou.
And so I can remember the that night at dinner saying, Mel, you know what? I feel like I'm supposed to start responding to your emails for you.
A taký ten večer sme večerali, ja som hovorila, že Mel, myslím, že by som mala ti pomôcť odpovedať na tieto maily za teba.
That meant I was going to have to go spend time in our office.
To znamenalo, že som musela stráviť čas v našom pracovni,
so he could tell me how to respond.
Aby mi povedal, ako odpovedať.
But I organized it and I kept him up on it.
Ale ja som si to zorganizovala a som mu dala vedieť, ako to ide.
And I think he felt really loved by that.
Myslím, že sa cítil veľmi milovaný.
And instead of rehearsing in our minds all the places our husbands fail, maybe the question should be, how can I make up for those weaknesses in him with my strength?
Takže namiesto toho, aby sme si stále dookola prehrávali tie miesta, kde sú naši manželia slabí, tak namiesto toho by sme mohli v tom pomôcť.
When I find his clothes laying all over the floor and I have to gather them up again.
Don't translate that.
Keď vidím, ako sú veci porozhadzované po zemi a že ich musím zase pozbierať.
I like order, I like clean.
Ja mám veľmi rada poriadok a čistotu.
So maybe that's where I can make up for his weakness instead of highlighting it.
Tak to je miesto, kde by som ja mohla tak vstúpiť do tej jeho chyby a pomôcť mu a namiesto toho, aby som to stále zvýrazňovala.
Because when all I do is highlight it,
keď to stále zdôrazňujem, že to zlyháva,
my husband feels like my child instead of my husband.
Potom sa cíti ako moje dieťa, nie ako môj manžel.
That is not good.
And signs of my, I can tell that there's signs that it's getting me up. Well, how did I want to say that now?
Well, when I'm struggling to submit.
Yeah, when I can tell I'm struggling to submit when I start getting upset about these things. There's signs of that.
Sú určité znaky, kedy zistujem, že sa neviem podriadovať.
And instead of telling him how to do something or what to do,
namiesto toho, aby som hovorila, ako to môže spraviť, tak to hovorím, že to musí urobiť.
I believe God wants me to step in and help him.
A tak Boh ale chce, aby ja som do toho vstúpila a pomohla mu.
Okay, so what we want...
Wait,
okay.
There's still... Wait.
I know,
we got time. We got time. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to get a break.
Yeah. Okay. There's one last piece before we take a break. That I think is kind of a thread through all of this.
Ktorá je tak prepletená cez celé toto.
And that is, I don't know if you're the same as Amy and I, but in our marriage, there's a lot of times where I actually think when she says something, so we're driving here, my gas light goes on.
Neviem, či ste rovnaký taký ako my dvaja, ale veľmi často sa nám stáva, že ako ideme do želenia dneska.
And my gas light and my car goes on.
A svetelko, že nám dochádza benzín, sa rozsvietilo.
And Amy says, there's no gas in the car.
A Amy povedala, tam nemáme benzín v aute.
Okay. The way I heard that
spôsob, akým som to ja počul,
is, are you stupid? There's no gas in the car? Are you kidding me?
Že si dobrý, že nemáme benzín v aute, robíš si to mne srandu?
It's not what she said.
Ale to nie je to, čo ona povedala.
That's what I heard.
To je to, čo som ja počul.
And I think that it's easy for both of us to hear through a filter of thinking. Sorry, there's a lot of thinking that the other person has evil intent toward me.
Myslím, že pre nás oboch je ľahké počúvať toho druhého cez nejaký filter, kedy ho vnímame ako, že on si niečo zlé o nás myslí alebo hovorí.
Okay, does that make sense?
Dáva to zmysel?
Have you experienced that?
Zažili ste to niekedy?
So driving down the road, she says, you're driving too close to that car.
Takže ako idete, šoferujete a ona povie, že si príliš blízko toho auta.
Okay, or you're driving too fast.
Alebo ideš príliš rýchlo.
Okay. Normally, the way I would take that
normálne, ako by som to pochopil,
is that she is speaking evil intent toward me.
Že ona má zlý úmysel voči mne.
Right? Yes. So, I take it as her saying, you don't know how to drive.
Takže ja to pochopím tak, ako keby ona hovorila, že ty nevieš šoferovať.
I know how to drive better.
Ja viem šoferovať lepšie.
Right? And so what do I do inside?
Že čo ja urobím vo vnútri?
I did that when I was younger. Not now.
Keď som bol mladší, tak som ešte zrýchlil. Už nie.
But inside, you start to be proti. You're against.
Takže vo vnútri začínate byť jeden proti tomu druhému.
Right? And what would happen if I change filters? I put different filters, headphones on my ears.
Čo by sa stalo, keby som tie filtre na svojich ušiach zmenil?
And everything that my wife said, I think the best about what she says.
A o všetkom, čo moja žena mi povie, tak by som rozmýšľal v tom najlepšom svetle.
Even if she means it mean.
A dokonca aj keď to myslí zle.
Okay? What would happen?
Tak čo by sa stalo?
Yeah, I wouldn't be angry.
Nebol by som nahnevaný.
How would I treat Amy?
Ako by som sa ku nej správal.
Kind. Milo. Gentle.
Milo, jemne.
I would listen differently.
Počúval by som inak.
There's something really, really important about this. For sure in marriage and I think in life.
A myslím, že na tom naozaj niečo dôležité vo vzťahu, v manželstve a v živote.
If we can listen to each other and think the best about what the person's saying.
Ak vieme počúvať toho druhého a myslieť to v tom najlepšom svetle.
So, I've tried to teach this to my kids.
Ja sa to snažím učiť svoje deti, alebo snažil som sa to naučiť moje deti.
And the best place has been at airports when we're flying.
A najlepšie miesto bolo vždy letisko, keď sme niekam leteli.
Because there's always problems, people are always edgy.
Pretože tam sú vždy nejaké problémy, vyhrotená situácia.
And so I took my son and we were flying to the States.
Ja som zobral svojho syna, leteli sme do štátov.
We missed a flight.
Meškali sme ten let.
Because of the airlines.
A kvôli tej leteckej spoločnosti.
We get to the desk and there's a huge long line of people.
A prišli sme na tú do tej kancelárie a bola tam veľká rada ľudí.
And everybody is upset.
A všetci boli nahnevaní.
So we get to the desk.
Takže my sme sa dostali až ku tej pani.
After 50 angry people.
A po tých 50 nahnevaných ľuďoch.
How do you think the woman behind the desk is feeling right now?
Ako si myslíte, že tá žena za tým pultom sa cíti v tomto teraz?
Is she worried about being kind to me?
Bojí sa o to, že či bude milá voči mne?
Is she going to do everything she can to help me?
Urobí všetko, čo môže, aby mi pomohla?
No, nie. She's just angry and she doesn't want to be there and she wants to be out of there.
Ona je nahnevaná, nechce tam byť a chce byť preč odtiaľ.
And so I said to Noah, as we're in the line,
takže ja som povedal synovi, keď sme tam stali v tej rade,
everything that she says,
a všetko, čo ona povie,
we're going to take that she's not doing it out of anger,
tak budeme to chápať tak, že ona to nerobí z hnevu, alebo nehovorí z hnevu.
We're going to think the best about her.
A budeme si myslieť to najlepšie o nej.
Okay? So the way you answer, even if she's ugly, you answer like she wasn't ugly.
Takže keď ona bude reagovať zle na teba, bude zle voči tebe sa správa, tak ty budeš reagovať pekne voči nej.
And by the time we were finished,
a keď sme boli skončení, ako skončili,
the woman had got us on nice flights, she upgraded our seats.
Takže tá žena nás dala na ďalší let, ona dáva nás na lepšie miesta, lepšie sedačky.
Because if you're kind and you're kind-hearted towards somebody.
Pretože keď si milý a máš si srdečný voči niekomu.
Even when they're angry and ugly.
A dokonca aj keď sú nahnevaní a zlí.
How long can you be angry to somebody that's being kind to you?
Ako dlho môžeš byť nahnevaný na niekoho, kto je voči tebe milý?
You can try, but pretty soon you just can't be angry anymore.
Môžeš sa to pokúsiť, ale veľmi rýchlo ťa to prejde, už nebudeš nahnevaný.
And it's the same between us.
A je to isté v našom vzťahu.
If I'm thinking the best of Amy, and I'm treating her kindly, and I'm engaged in that, even if she is upset with me.
Myslím to najlepšie o Amy, a dokonca aj vtedy, keď je nahnevaná.
Pretty soon she's going to have to change her attitude, because I'm not I'm not engaging in the battle. I'm actually for her.
Že veľmi rýchlo ona bude musieť tiež zmeniť svoj postoj, pretože ja som není v boji, voči nej nebojuje.
You say anything to that?
Later.
Okay. So, we have a couple questions that we want you to answer while in the break with each other.
Niekoľko otázok, ktoré chcem, aby ste si navzájom zodpovedali.
And if you're here alone, just think about it.
Yeah, if you're here without your spouse, just write down what you think.
Ak si tu dnes bez svojho partnera, tak si to len zapíš na papier.
So, write down, each of you write down your strengths and weaknesses.
Každý z vás si napíšte svoje silné a slabé stránky.
Like three of them each.
Tri silné, tri slabé.
And then
write down what you say your spouse's strengths and weaknesses are. Three of each.
So write down your own and write down your spouse's.
Takže napíšte svoje silné, slabé stránky a napíšte aj silné, slabé stránky, ktoré si myslíte, že má váš partner.
And then compare them.
A potom si porovnajte.
And talk together about what you can do to submit to those with each other.
A ešte sa o tom porozprávate, čo môžete urobiť, aby ste sa v tomto navzájom sebe poddávali.
There's a saying that says, submit to each other's strengths. Submit to each other's strengths, cover each other's weaknesses.
Je také hovorenie, kde sa hovorí, že podávajte sa navzájom vo svojich slabostiach.
And the last thing, it's not going to be this long a break, so you're going to have to talk quick. But are there areas that you know right now that you're not submitting your whole self to in your marriage?
A sú oblasti, ktoré, o ktorých viete, že vo svojom manželstve sa nepodávate úplne.